We are Wes and Lynn Gorospe. We are Songs of Scripture. And I just wanted to start out with a little testimony. But I wanted to let you know how I got started singing Songs of Scripture. It was kind of by accident. I had written this song out of John chapter 14, verses 26 and 27. And it says, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance. And it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Don't let your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So it was about 2000 something, 1999, somewhere in there, that I shared that song on a Wednesday night at the church where we used to go to at a Bible study. And it was, you know, it was no big deal. I just shared the song. And I had no idea the power of the word at that time. But a year later, in a women's meeting, this woman came up to Lynn and said, you're Wes's wife, aren't you? She says, yeah. And this lady said that for an entire year, she's been holding on to this scripture, you know, peace I leave with you. And it had been ministering to her for an entire year through all the trials that she was going through. And she was going through some really heavy stuff. So she came home, Lynn came home and told me that. And she says, you need to record that. But my thought about my music was, well, it's just not record worthy. It's not worth recording, you know. But she convinced me that I should go. So I made an appointment with Tim, a record producer, and so he helped me to enhance the song, and then we recorded it, and that became number one of, so far we've recorded 31 songs. We just finished CD number 3, which should be coming out shortly, which is Life-Changing Words. The first one was Words of Life. Second was Words of Faith and Hope. And this one is Life-Changing Words. So that just tells you, you know, even though we have a poor opinion of how we sound, it doesn't, you know, God isn't looking at what we sound like. He just wants to hear our voice. So what I wanted to talk about tonight is the joy and triumph of singing the word. This is part one. Next week will be part two. Jesus was probably as joyous and triumphant and overcomer as we know of. I think you would all agree to that. And we all want to live a life of joy and triumph. But, you know, the frustrating and discouraging part is that, you know, sometimes joy never comes, you know, or sometimes it's delayed, you know. And so why is that? Well, usually the main culprit is ourselves. And the main culprit within ourselves is our tongue. We haven't tamed our tongue. And so in James, it says, the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, and the tongue is so set among our members that it defiles our whole body. The tongue sets on fire the course of nature, and out of the same mouth proceed both blessings and cursings. So he says, you know, it shouldn't be this way. It really shouldn't be this way. Now, here's a perspective for you. When Jesus sacrificed himself for us, he triumphed over everything, right? He triumphed over evil, triumphed over the devil, he triumphed over everything. And he took the devil's authority away from him. And so now, you know, the word says in Matthew 28, 18, it says, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. So the interesting thing is that Jesus did a very remarkable thing. He said, and it says in Luke 10:19, that behold, I give you, that's me and you, all of us, all of us that believe, he says, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So when you look at that, in John it says, you know, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same things that I've done, even greater works, because I'm going to the Father. In other words, Jesus gave us permission to do what he does. You know, we can do what he does. So how do we do that? Well, you know, one of the problems, we'll start with the problems. One of the problems that we have is that we don't believe that we have this authority. You know, we just like myself in my songs, I don't believe that they're good enough. You know, some of us don't believe that we have this authority, that God has actually given us this authority. But the word says that he has. It says right there, you know, I give you power to tread over serpents and scorpions. Another thing that is a problem is that we haven't taken the time to learn about our authority. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it talks about spiritual gifts, gifts of healing and miracles and words of wisdom, words of knowledge, you know, discerning of spirits. How many of us have given ourselves to really study about how that works, you know, and the authority that we have in Jesus? You know, these are things that out of ignorance or out of maybe a lack of feeling worthy, that we don't look into it. And I think that also holds us back, you know. And a lot of it has to do with our tongue. You know, all too often what happens more than anything is that the authority that God gave us, we abdicate by giving it back to the devil. Now, how do we do that? Well, the only tool that the devil really has, because Jesus took all of his authority away, right? So he doesn't have an authority. What authority does he have? Well, the only thing that he can do really is trick you and lie to you. He's good. He's a father of lies. And so what he does is he lies to you so that you abdicate your own power. And this is how he does it. Through your tongue. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of it. So when we give up our authority, well, how would we do that? The devil comes to us and says, yeah, you're not good enough. You know, you're never going to amount to anything. You're always going to be sick. You know, your voice is just not good enough. Don't sing out loud. People are, you know, that's not good. He's lying to you, you know. So when we live in triumph, when you're happy, you want to sing, right? Usually, you know. Most people are happy when they're taking a shower, you know, instead of singing, you know. But the reason why we sing is because there are so many benefits. There are enormous benefits to singing, especially singing the scripture. And Lynn is going to go over a lot of those benefits in a minute. But Psalm 107:20 says that he sent his word and heal them and deliver them from all their destructions. You know, and Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we get faith through the word. We get healed through the word. And the thing that we need to know is Jesus himself is the word. In John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse 14, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father." Now, who's that talking about? Obviously, it's Jesus. Okay, so he is the Word. And God sends Jesus, the Word, and he's given us his Word. You know, it's all tied together, you know, and that's where our authority comes from. When we ingest the Word, you know, that's where authority comes from, and that's where our freedom comes from. Wherever Jesus is, Holy Spirit is. And it says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And so if you're feeling free and you're feeling happy, chances are you might want to sing, or maybe not. So the tongue again. You know, with a tongue, we can bless ourselves. You know, I am free, I'm healthy, you know, I'm happy, I'm prospering, you know, I'm hanging on to the Word of God, I'm learning more about God, I'm getting closer to God. You can bless yourself with your tongue, just as well as you can curse yourself with your tongue. You know, like I said before, you know, I'm always getting sick, I'm never going to get promoted, you know. People always think I'm doing dumb things. You know, basically, your tongue is the thing that gets us in trouble, and we need to harness our tongue. You know, Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks," and with your words, you're either justified or you're condemned. And that's what he's saying. He's saying you can bless yourself or curse yourself. Now, the Word is so powerful. And this is why we sing it. The Word of God is the most powerful thing in the world. And you get the best results. You get the greatest triumphs. You get the most joy from the Word. All of these benefits come from knowing the Word, because Jesus is the Word. So the thing is you can't just read the Word. You can't just give intellectual knowledge, you know, have intellectual knowledge of the Word. You have to be a doer of the Word. You have to ingest the Word. Yeah, it needs to become a part of you. That's why Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you can ask for stuff. Because when the Word abides in you, it builds your faith. And when you have faith, the things that you say will come to pass. It says in Joshua 1:8, study this book of instruction continually. You know, I don't know how many times in the scripture it says that. Again, in Psalm 1, it says, you know, think about the Word night and day, you know, and you will prosper. In Mark chapter 9, it says, anything is possible for the one who believes. And in Mark 11, it says, this is really important. It says, for truly I say to you, this is Jesus speaking. He says, for truly I say to you, whoever shall say to this mountain, be removed, cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Now, this is Jesus telling us that our words count. You know, so, you know, it's not, again, you know, James talks about it's not enough to be a hearer of the Word. But we have to be doers of the Word. We have to be living the Scriptures, you know. And I found that the best way to do that, to get the Scripture inside of you, is to sing it. I mean, you don't have to be, you know, creating, you know, professional songs or anything like that. But just to sing, you know, even if you sing one note. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Lynn. She's going to talk about the benefits of singing Scripture. And then after that, we're going to activate the Word. Thanks.
Hello. So this is the first month of the Jewish calendar, Nisan, the season of the barley harvest. And our celebrations this month are focused on the feast of the Passover and the resurrection of Jesus. We remember how God delivered his people from captivity, and we remember when Jesus gave his life as a sacrifice so that we have new life on earth and an eternal life in heaven with our God. Jesus did everything necessary, and he did it perfectly with his love. In 1 Peter, this morning when I was spending time with the Lord, he brought me to 1 Peter 2:9. And it says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. This was God's call to ancient Israel, and it is his call for the redeemed church of today. We are a royal priesthood. Our authority comes from Jesus. Part of our priestly service is to worship God. Just as ancient Israel took the promised land in righteous worship, so it will be for us. As we humbly praise the living God, we will witness his mighty works of healings, miracles, salvations, deliverance, breakthroughs with great joy. This is a crucial time in history. I bless each of you with a melody and a new song. I bless you with the faith to partner with God in this era. I bless you with faith and hope to believe that we will be in awe of God's mercy and love for us. We have so much to be thankful for. Let's sing in the harvest fields. I'm so excited about this new season. So in studying, one thing I want to say is the Lord has been giving Wes melodies. He hears in songs. He hears in melody. And the Lord has been giving him these scripture songs for over 30 years. And that's why I convinced him that he should make a CD, because he had all these gifts in the guitar case. And he said to me, I spent time with the Lord, and the Lord said, what are you doing with the gift I've given you? So now I don't hear in music, I hear in words. So it's always been hard for me to sing out. And so I'm really speaking to those who think, when I come to church, I sing quietly. Or when I'm out and about, I just don't think of singing the scriptures. I think of reading the scriptures. And I might read them out loud. But I feel like we need to start singing. We've lost that gift of singing. The ancient Israelites knew that they sang their scriptures. And it's powerful. So some of the things that I discovered are on page 1 of your notes, session 1. They help, singing the scripture helps us connect with God. God created each of us with a unique voice, and God loves the sound of your voice. In Zephaniah 3:17, it says, he will rejoice over you with singing. So my question is, if God is singing over us, shouldn't we respond to him? We believe that God loves to hear our voices and spend time with us. He wants us to know how deeply he loves us. So I exhort you tonight to sing the scriptures. Singing the word of God frees our mind to worship God with our heart and our spirit. When we choose to focus our attention on Jesus, his love for us removes fear and doubt. Worship, including singing the scriptures, allows us to experience God's presence, hear God's voice, experience God's presence, feel God's love, and have revelation of the word of God. Experiencing God's presence strengthens our spirit and our soul and increases our faith. Singing scripture overpowers negative thoughts and distractions. This prevents us from going down that path of fear and doubt and discouragement. Negativity cannot be in the same atmosphere as God's love and truth. The word keeps us connected to the Lord, especially during the storms of life. In Romans 10:17, it says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing is knowing the word of God. Romans 12:1 and 2 says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And my emphasis tonight is on the renewing of our mind. I feel like we are transformed when we sing the scriptures. We are in his presence when we sing his scriptures, his word. And Ephesians 5:18 says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Worship is our response to God's magnificence and wonder, but it is also a weapon of warfare. Singing the word is a powerful tool. The word of God is active, alive, and powerful. The Bible describes singing as part of the military strategy. Remember, the adversary is still tempting us to worship him, or not at all. Pray and sing God's promises. When you have a need, I do this. I search the scriptures. What is the answer to my prayer? And then I sing that, and I pray that, and I wait on the Lord. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Psalm 28:7, I love this. You are my strength and my shield from every danger. When I fully trust in you, help is on the way. I jump for joy and I burst forth with ecstatic, passionate praise. I will sing songs of what you mean to me. God would love to hear that. I wish I could do this every day, but if we would wake up to the Lord like that, singing to him, really feeling his presence and thanking him. So number two, of course, singing helps us to memorize. Neuroscientists agree that singing information with a simple tune makes memorization easy. Teachers have been teaching children to sing their lessons to remember math facts, science facts, history facts, music, and languages. The book of Psalms is a natural way to begin singing the scriptures because it is a book of poetry. In the Psalms, we find relatable circumstances, images, and language to give voice to our feelings, our sorrows, our needs, our thankfulness, our joy, our trust, and our victory. Psalm 59:16 says, but I will sing of your mighty strength and power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy and loving kindness in the morning, for you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. Singing helps to internalize the word. Singing the word helps us to remember the promises of God. We fill our heart and our mind with the truth and life-giving word of God, and then we worship and pray with faith when our mind and our heart agree with God's truth. So number three are the physical benefits of singing, and I thought this was really interesting. Singing and music calms us. It lowers our stress level. It strengthens our immune system. It increases oxygenated blood, which increases our alertness and our stamina. Better circulation. It improves and establishes neural pathways and increases neuroplasticity. It's amazing that it creates neural pathways. We can heal them and create new ones by singing. It enhances learning. And it releases all of these neurotransmitters that lift your mood, endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin, and dopamine, all of them. Singing improves our brain activity, our memory, our well-being, and our mood. Doctors now recommend music therapy to help stroke patients recover, to help patients with migraine headaches, depression, and chronic pain. And there's these therapies that I listed here that people are using now, doctors are suggesting, and finding good results with these therapies. So imagine how powerful it is to sing the word of God. Singing scripture connects the front, the back, and both sides of our brain. They're all communicating. We're using all aspects of our brain, just like a helmet, protecting our minds from the fiery darts of the enemy. So any negativity like fear, pride, comparison, depression, it cannot interfere with those words that you're singing. Just like Moses, the children of Israel, Deborah, David, Zephaniah, and many more, Let's sing the scriptures and experience remarkable breakthroughs and blessings. At the bottom of page 4, I listed Songs of Scripture has a website. So I have that there. You can listen to Songs of Scripture on that website and read Wes's blog. Some of what I've talked about tonight is in this book, Singing the Scriptures by Julie Meyer. She is in the healing rooms in Santa Maria. And I just found this fascinating. I encourage you to get it. She has testimonies in there of people singing scriptures and the remarkable breakthroughs that they received. And she also has a website with videos for each of the chapters in the book, and she sings with you or gets you encouraged to sing. So I really recommend those. Something else we use in the healing rooms, we have this in the bookstore here, is God's Creative Power by Charles Capps. And this is just scriptures that you can recite or sing all in one little book, healing scriptures. And so with that, we're going to have you sing.
Okay. This is the interactive part. So this is the part where a lot of people say, oh, I can't do that, you know, I don't want to do that, you know. So you're going to sit there like this. But I want everybody to stand up. And I think you guys all have this sheet that says a couple of scriptures on it. One of them, the one on the top says, he sent his word and healed them and rescued them from their destruction. You see that? Okay, I'm going to do an exercise. We're going to sing this together. Now, we're just going to sing one note, okay? Just one note so you don't have to be too creative. We're going to sing, he sent his word and healed them and rescued them from their destruction. Okay, sing with me. He sent his word and healed them and rescued them from their destruction. One more time. He sent his word and healed them and rescued them from their destruction. The more you sing that, the more you can get more creative with it. And what happens, what I have found is that it starts to change something in you. You know, I'll give you a little testimony. When I recorded my first CD, I couldn't listen to it. Because every time I listened to it, I just criticized myself saying, you know, we should have done that, couldn't have done that, why didn't we do that? You know, and I just couldn't listen to it. And so I didn't for a couple of years. And then I recorded it in 2004. And then the second one I recorded in 2007, and I did the same thing. I couldn't listen to it. I was just too critical. You know, I was criticizing myself. You know, I was cursing myself. And then in, what was it? 2010, our daughter got sick. And
I have to say that CD, we were thankful for it, but we mostly didn't listen to it. And till our daughter became very ill, and she was in the hospital a lot, and that became our life source. And all that we could do was sing the scripture songs, and they sustained us. And I thought, how gracious the Lord is that we have this tool already done, already recorded, that we could just put in the car and as we're driving, just sing these scriptures. It was so powerful. It was ministering to us. And so, and another time also, my mother was in the hospital. She was in intensive care and she was not responsive. And the doctor said she would not live through the evening. She had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, but Now she had pneumonia in both lungs. And so she was not responsive. And so I had my Bible and I was reading the scriptures, and pretty soon my heart was heavy and I just couldn't read anymore. And I just started singing the scriptures. And it's just all that I could do was to sing them. And the next morning a nurse came in and she said, "Wow." Her first response was, "The atmosphere has changed in here." I thought, oh, and I just did what I, that's just what my heart could do. And my mom lived. My mom woke up a couple of days later, and, you know, the doctors were amazed. And I just give glory to the Lord that his scripture is tangible. My mom woke up in a whole different mental place, and her healing began. So I just encourage.
Yes, so singing the scriptures has a couple of real benefits. To me, it just helps you to remember the promises. Mm-hmm. You know. Now I have these 30 promises in particular that I have etched in my heart and in my brain. And you know, like they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, or you know, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. You know, and those, you know, some of those just started in the shower, you know. I mean, God has not given us a spirit of fear. That started in the shower. You know, I don't know, it just did. And so let's try singing this again. He sent his word. He sent his word and healed them and rescued them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So now what I want you to do, and you may want to peel off and go to a different part of the room so no one else can hear you. But I want you to, for the next couple of minutes, take that one scripture and make your own melody to it. Just sing it. Sing it to the Lord. You see, the reality is that God wants a relationship with you, and he wants to hear your voice. He doesn't think you have a bad voice. You know, he loves your voice, and he wants to hear it.
And I would add, put your name in there. He sent his word and healed me, or healed someone that you're praying for. He sent his word and healed me and rescued me from my destruction.
Okay, so we're going to take a couple of minutes, maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and do this. So just, you can stand right where you are, but I encourage you, go ahead and start singing this. He sent his word and he healed them and rescued them from their destruction. He sent his word and he healed them, rescued them from their destruction. He sent his word and he healed them and rescued them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed me and rescued me from my destruction. He sent his word and he healed me and rescued me from my destruction. He sent his word and he healed me and rescued me from my destruction.
Hard for me because I don't feel like I have a trained voice. And so even in church, I don't want to disturb anybody. So next week, we're going to talk about corporate worship. This week, practice singing out loud wherever you are. And what we're talking about next week is this light that you carry, keep it burning by singing. And then when we get together at church on Sunday, how powerful it is when all those flames go together. How powerful corporate worship is because you continue to sing the scriptures.
You don't know, you know, what God will do with his word inside of you. I didn't know what God was going to do with his word inside of me. In fact, he kept giving me these songs, and it kept piling up in my guitar case, you know. And then one day, I came across that scripture, It says, okay, you know, he gave this guy 5 talents. He gave that guy 2 talents. He gave that guy 1 talent. And then the Lord said, well, what are you going to do with the talent I gave you? You know, what are you going to do with it? He said, well, I have it in my guitar case. This is equal to burying it in the ground, right? So I didn't have a choice. I had to respond somehow. So I just started recording them, you know, and then. So now, you know, God is, they're all over the place. They're all over the world. And we're taking them to Thailand next month. And it's just amazing. It amazes me what God has done. But so we're going to sing a song that we sang last week that we didn't get recorded because we had it wrong. But we're going to sing Psalm 1 together, okay? Do you guys have that? No?
It's
not on these notes. I'll sing it and you guys will remember. Psalm 1. Oh, 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 oh. So happy, happy, happy is a man who never follows what the godless say. But he believed that it's best not to stand in sinners' ways, nor sit with those who mock and lie all day. But he finds joy, joy, joy as he studies all the promises he finds. In God's word, he thinks about them night and day, and he becomes, oh, 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 like a great big tree, enjoying streams of life, always fruitful, living healthy, never dry, and everything that he does seems to prosper. He finds God's favor. Back to the top. Oh, so happy, happy, happy is the man who never follows what the godless say. But he believes that it's best not to stand in sinners' ways, nor sit with those who mock and lie all day. But he finds joy, joy, joy as he studies all the promises he finds in God's word. He thinks about them night and day, and he becomes, oh, 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 like a great big tree, enjoying streams of life, always fruitful, living healthy, never dry. Everything that he does seems to prosper. He finds God's favor. But he who turns from God like dust gets blown away. He won't find mercy. He has no place with the saints. But the Lord wants to protect all those who seek him. But those who don't never be, oh, 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 like a great big tree, enjoying streams of life, always fruitful, living healthy, never dry, and everything that he does seems to prosper. He finds God's favor, he finds God's favor. My back up to me. He finds God's favor. In his favor is peace and freedom. Oh, oh, oh. God is good. God is good. He didn't know he could find God's favor. But then he found Jesus is God's favor. Oh, oh, oh. Jesus is God's favor. Psalm 1. Hallelujah.
I'll pray before we finish. Heavenly Father, I pray that we will find strength when we are weary, direction and peace in conflict, that our voices carry the sound of victory as we sing your word. I pray that we sing scriptures and prayers that agree with the resurrection power of Jesus. Lord, teach us. Train us to sing your word as our first response in a trial, declaring victory in every circumstance. Jesus, we thank you for your suffering and we rejoice in your resurrection. Thank you for this evening, Lord. We give it all to you. Amen.